not easy looking this good. Feel fit and fabulous with Krista and the Morning Rush.
Well, it's that time once again to feel fit and fabulous on a Friday. And, you know, when it comes to someone that we just absolutely adore, because, honey, he has been a friend of ours for a very long time. He makes us feel good as well, is our boy Hans.
Oh, yes. We love Hans, our personal trainer from In Pursuit Fitness Training Studio. Hey, Hans.
Hi, Hans.
Good morning, ladies. Thank you so much for that interaction, for that introduction. But it takes two to tango. So as much as I'm giving to you, you guys just you take it and you run with it, and that's what makes this work.
Oh my gosh! Seriously, now let's just bring this all back, because this seems forever ago. Mm-hmm. Us three were training to do the Shamrock Shuffle, and then this coronavirus hit.
Remember? I mean, doesn't that seem like? I mean, it at this point, it actually is months ago, right? That was February, or was it March?
Oh my gosh.
It was in March, but you know, we're losing track of time, aren't we?
Yeah, we are. For sure. Mm-hmm. Oh my gosh, it's just so crazy. We're going to be able to do that eventually someday.
Yes.
So I'm super excited, Hans, to have you on the phone again in Pursuit Fitness Training Studios, where you're at in Oregon. And today is kind of talking about being fit in this quarantine time. So how have you personally adjusted to this stay-at-home order?
You know, for me, like, you know, as we said, it feels like forever ago now. I don't know about you guys, but I mean, we all took this in different strides. For me, you know, it kind of rolled out week by week, and then almost daily we were seeing these changes. And, you know, for me, it was about how is my routine changing? Obviously, a lot of us, our work changed, but a lot of us, our family lives changed too. And so once I was able to, you know, figure out with my wife how we were going to handle work, kids, and then just keeping the house going and how our mindset was going to be. It was a matter of how quickly could I get to a routine that was going to work. It wasn't ideal in so many ways, but it wasn't really changing, you know, the situation. And so, you know, I figured out how to, you know, and I'm lucky that, you know, my wife and I were able to work well together to figure out a routine. But once we got that, that was the biggest change for me. It's not ideal, but I figured out what are the big things that I need to do. I need to keep my business going. I need to keep the kids educated and, you know, happy and not killing each other. And then I needed to, you know, figure out how to keep myself healthy. So for me, it was a matter of figuring out my routines and then, you know, trying to continually adjust, as I said, on a day-to-day basis.
I just want to put it out there real quick, because my routine and my husband's have changed due to this coronavirus. He is now working second shift. So when I get home, I see him literally for 5 minutes, and then he's gone. I don't see him until the next day.
Wow.
With that said, though, I can't just go out for a leisure run anymore, you know, like I used to.
Totally. And so you're hoping that you have either people or experiences in your path that you can lean on to say, okay, how do I make my adjustment? My favorite quote from high school, my high school football coach, was life is a series of adjustments. So, I mean, you're a classic example, Krista. I mean, there's nothing changing yet. He's going second shift. What are you going to do? So what have you been doing?
Well, I've been walking up and down my, driveway, because that's kind of a long way.
It is.
Gia and I will go for a bike ride, but, you know, those kind of things. But, you know, the things that I enjoy, and, you know, we've talked about this, I'm not able to go to a gym and work out with the equipment and then, you know, to do these runs. So I got to wait till the weekend to actually go and do that. So anyway, I just wanted to put that out there.
Yeah.
Yeah, such that's a huge example.
Yeah. Yeah. Hey, Hans, it's Tracy. So how has your personal training business been affected by all this?
So obviously, you know, if you're paying attention to the fitness space at all, you're realizing everybody's doing these at-home workouts. And, you know, we all saw that coming, and I kind of, you know, I've tried to make my adjustments along the way. But in a lot of ways, I'm doing the same thing. I've done remote training forever. Remote training for me is like somebody in Florida can do the same workout as somebody in Madison. So when I say remote training, I just mean they're not coming into the facility. I take the equipment that they have, or I try to get them to buy some new equipment, which is very hard to do right now. And then I just give them workouts throughout the week. And what we've realized is that I can get a lot of the same results remotely as I could before. So, you know, there's still some perceived, you know, lesser value, you know, for some people. They think, oh, it's just not the same as meeting Hans in person. And I do believe at some level that's true. But, you know, as a teacher and as a coach, I'm always trying to work my way out of a job. I'm trying to train these people so that they can kind of go off on their own and get their own workouts in, you know, without me, you know. And so I've just taken my remote training to the next level. and just done the best to say, okay, what do you as a client individually need? And let's have a few more conversations about what you're going through, Tracy, like, or I'm sorry, Krista, like your example of, you know, work shift is changing. Mm-hmm. And then just saying, okay, let's make an adjustment. For this next season, you've got walks with, you know, yourself, and you've got your bike rides, and that's your cardio. Let's talk about some of the equipment you have at your house to keep that strength training going. So just making adjustments to clients' individual needs more than ever.
Right.
Yeah.
And even more now, you know, with a lot of the anxiety and people kind of getting bogged down, you know, just to get up and do something active is really important now more than ever. And that's what I love about you, Hans, is that you really are just laid back. You have these, you know, in-depth conversations to see where can I get you to where you really want to be. So if someone who needs a fitness boost, where would you tell them to, you know, to start this?
Yeah. You know, that's actually an interesting way that you put that is, you know, typically I go the fitness route. I think exercise, exercise, exercise. But actually this week I was working for a corporate client and we were doing a yoga session. And I started the meeting and I said, hey, this is my friend Deanne. She's going to be doing yoga. Let's go into this. And I stayed with the call and I did yoga for the first time in maybe years. And it slowed me down. She got me thinking about my muscles and my movements in brand new ways. And it helped me tremendously. It helped my mind probably more than my body, but it helped my body in new ways too. And so if I were to have people start, they might think, oh, Hans is going to tell me to start exercising. And I probably will do that in a little bit. But my first thing would be to say, go get a free app on your app store and just find 20 minutes all by yourself and do some yoga. You might have to wait for the whole house to go to bed. You might have to wait for the second shift guy to take off for work. Who knows? But you need to find 20 minutes and just give yourself a little bit of grace and patience and just get a little bit more in tune with some new slow movement. That's where I would start.
Nice. Love it. Yeah. So, you know, Hans, most of us know we need to exercise, especially now being stuck at home so much. So where do you think someone should start with exercising, period?
Like I said, I always get back to exercise eventually. Mm-hmm. And Krista hit on it. You know, get outside. What I've said a handful of times already is I'm so thankful that this is not happening in December and January. Woo! Guys, yeah. I know it is chilly. In Wisconsin, it was 40-some degrees this week, but with a good sweatshirt, you can get outside. And thankfully, we've seen a lot of people walking lately, but I still know that there's a whole bunch more that are still in their house. And, I mean, if you're not just clamoring for fresh air, sunshine, even a cloudy day, get yourself outside. And, you know, I've always talked about Jeff Galloway run-walk method. You know, run, jog, and then walk. And just do those intervals back and forth and just get yourself outside. Do the social distancing. Give people, you know, space outside. Definitely be respectful. But being outside and on the sidewalks and on the road is very fair game. And you will feel so much better with that fresh air. And if you're not outside daily, I honestly think you're making a mistake for your day.
For sure. Once again, we are speaking with Hans. He's the owner of In Pursuit Fitness Training Studio in Oregon. He has, of course, been a part of this segment for years now. And, you know, when it comes to the diehard fitness people out there, Hans, what would you say? How do they get to the next level?
Yeah, so like I said, some people are in maintenance mode, right? They're just like, hey, just get me through this. What's the minimum I have to do? I'm going to go for a walk, and that's all I've got in me. Other people are saying, I've got a different schedule, I might have time, or I just need the boost, and I need to challenge myself in a brand new way. In some ways, that's me. You know, I've been doing a lot of CrossFit things lately, and one of the skills that they do that I do not know how to do is called double unders. Double unders is where you take a jump rope, and instead of jumping it once, you jump it twice on every jump. So I've got this really fast, thin, painful jump rope that has whipped me just a ton of times as I've learned how to do double unders. And so for me, I'm learning how to do this brand new skill. And I've just said, during this time, I'm going to learn something new. So, you know, maybe it's a new training method of learning double unders. Maybe it's trying to do interval training at a new intensity. You know, whatever it is, for those of us that just need that challenge, pick one, put it on a calendar and say, this is where I've started. Maybe put it on Instagram, say, hey, here's how bad I am at it right now. And I'm going to get better at it in a month. And if we're still here, then pick another one or get it even better in 2 months, however long it takes. But some of us need that challenge and we need to say, I'm going to take this time and have something to show for it.
Loving on that.
Yeah.
You know, this morning I read on Channel 3000 that the CrossFit Games are no longer in Madison. Yeah, they're planning to have this virtual competition, and they're looking to have it in California. I was like, what?
Okay, so that's new information to me. I'm not surprised that CrossFit has changed some of that. I don't. Let's check up on that, because I think the contract is still going, because they were scheduled to be here this year. So I think this is just this might be a 1 year thing where they're going to keep it locally to wherever they work out of,
for sure,
so that they can broadcast it, like you said, online. So I don't think it's permanently out of Madison, but I bet for this year, like everybody else, we're adjusting to the new normal of how do we broadcast from where we're at, and we're learning all new ways to challenge ourselves and to stay fit, because, you know, if we're not staying fit, we're really starting to go crazy. And if we go crazy, other people, you know, are going to take the brunt of that. And I don't think that's fair to them. And so we need to figure out how to take care of ourselves first so that we can take care of other people. And like, you know, there's just no way about it. I mean, exercise has always been that thing for many people. That's not just because of me. That's because of the exercise science. So give it some credence.
It does. It makes you feel really great inside. And again, going outside and getting that fresh air, whatever you can do, if your life has changed, you can adapt to it. And again, with Hans, he will help you do so in Pursuit Fitness Training Studio. Hans, how do people get a hold of you?
So my website is inpursuit.training. There is no .com. It's inpursuit.training. And most of my stuff is on Instagram these days. It definitely goes to Facebook, but both of them are Instagram and Facebook / inpursuit training. That's where you can find my workouts, my motivation, and DM me if you guys have any, you know, if you have equipment needs and you're like, hey, here's the 5 pieces of equipment I have, shoot me a message and I'll put together a couple of workouts that'll get your most out of you.
You're so great about all that. I love that.
We love you, Hans.
Hey, I love you guys, and I am just so bummed that we can't see each other. But I've talked to our friend Andy Brooks. Her and I are working on a little thing for some fitness next week. And I think you and the three of us should get back to some. We should do let's say it right now. Let's do a virtual version of some type of workout next week. What do you say?
Yeah, we can get that together.
Yeah.
It might not be all three of us. Let's see how the schedules work. But hey, this is the season we're in. We need to do things new. We need to be creative. That's the other big thing that I've done is I've been more creative than I've ever been. And it's hard sometimes, but you know, we just need to be willing to do things differently. But I know how much you guys value fitness. I'm so thankful you guys are having me on here. So let's do that. Let's get face to face, even with a screen in between us, and let's do something next week.
Oh, for sure. Okay. By the way, Andy Brooks, I'm missing on that girl. Of course, she was doing mornings on Q106. Now she's in where is she, in Tennessee?
Yes.
Yeah, just doing her thing, honey, with the big timer. So, Hans, we love you. Thank you so much for coming on our show with In Pursuit Fitness Training Studio. It's Fit and Fabulous right here on 93.1 Jam.